441 Decision 2016 on WTOP, and we continue to cover the breaking political news of the day. Ohio Governor John Kasich is set to end his campaign in just minutes. Donald Trump is now the last man standing on the Republican side and has been named the party's presumptive presidential nominee. But for many of the GOP's Stop Trump movement, that's not changing their promise of never voting for the New York billionaire. Earlier this afternoon, Virginia Republican political consultant Tucker Martin had this to say about the prospect of backing Donald Trump.
I never envisioned myself being opposed to a Republican candidate for president. But when I look at somebody like Donald Trump, who will even tell you he lacks any sort of controlling principles or ideology, I don't think he's fit to be president of the United States.
Former Virginia governor and former presidential candidate Jim Gilmore has a different take on what comes next and feels differently about Trump in general. He joins us live to talk about it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Hillary. Great to be on WTOP.
Thanks. So what is it about that comment that bothers you?
Well, listen, I like Tucker Martin. I think he's done a great job in Virginia politics, but the time has come to put that aside. I was a candidate for president myself. I think I was offering the right approach to government. But the fact is that Donald Trump has become a strong voice for working people in this country, for people particularly in Ohio and Michigan and places like that, who've lost their jobs, but Americans generally who are insecure about their jobs. And I think that, that the time has come to get away from this Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama approach to a slow economy and get the economy going again. And I believe Donald Trump offers the strength to be able to do that. So the point is this. We have to be a unified party. We have to get behind this because Hillary Clinton cannot be president of the United States.
Well, Governor Gilmore, as you mentioned, you were one of the candidates going up against Donald Trump. What changed your mind in order to allow you to support Donald Trump?
No, because I am committed to making sure that Virginia gets into the Republican column in November. It's important to hold the House, the Senate. I'm committed to helping to carry the state of Virginia for the Republican ticket. Listen, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump has said. I've made that clear in the past when I was a candidate myself. But the fact is that he understands the frustration, the anxieties, and resentments that people feel today because they think they've been disregarded. I think he understands the necessity of a strong American foreign policy that isn't reckless the way that Hillary Clinton has been in the past. And besides, one of the main jobs that the president has to do is to provide some sense of authenticity and integrity. Hillary Clinton, by her email scandal, has demonstrated she can't do that. I said as long as a year ago that I didn't think she should be president.
Governor Gilmore, what about the fact that there's, you know, a lot of evidence, namely tape of Donald Trump saying many things that don't square with one another? He'll say one opinion, then he says another opinion. Clearly, he doesn't toe the GOP line on myriad topics. And some of the comments that many have said are either demeaning or insightful. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not writing a blank check for anybody, not for Donald Trump or anybody else. I had my own views about what I thought was in the best interest of the United States, and I had the guts to go out there and put it out there for everybody to see. But at the end of the day, I think that if you, for example, look at the foreign policy speech, at first it appears to be inconsistent and back and forth, and I said that, but upon reflection, it really is the same consistent touchstone that that Trump wants to put together a foreign policy that's in the American national interest and putting Americans first. And I think that he's been real consistent about that. Globalization, I happen to believe, is helpful to the United States, but he has pointed out a truth. And the truth is that you have to take into consideration both working Americans with families who are insecure in their jobs and losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a leader in that area.
Governor Gilmore, thanks for joining us to give us your perspective. We appreciate it.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Unity. Thank you.
Okay. Former Virginia Republican Governor Jim Gilmore.